Hello and welcome to the S Words Podcast. This is the stuff segment. This is stuff number 19.
I took her out last week. That's already plowed ground.
Okay, I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Chris Nguyen.
I'm Sung Lee.
Wow, I realized we shouldn't put Dom and Chris next to each other because then it just seems like they're brothers when they introduce themselves. Anyways, all right, so let's get straight to this stuff. I've been really busy this week, so pins are going to be mailed out next week. Sorry, guys, I'll get to it eventually. And also wanted to let you guys know about one of our listeners is directing a short on the web. It's called Lumina Series. Oh, actually, just Lumina. And you can check it out at www.luminaseries.com. That's LuminaSeries.com. So definitely check it out. I did, and it was pretty neat stuff. So it's only going to take about 2 minutes of your time to watch the trailer. Anyways, so Friday, Chris and Sung and I decided we don't like ourselves enough, so we went and saw Transformers 2. What did you guys think? What was the first time that you felt terrible watching this movie? Before the movie?
Wow, you're just launching straight into this. It was basically Megan Fox is very nice to look at, but when she started talking, it just reminds you she can't act.
Yeah, exactly.
So would you say that the reason you went to see this movie was for Megan Fox? Because that actually is a lot of what people are saying nowadays.
No, I mainly just wanted to see it for the robot fights and seeing what they were planning on doing with this movie.
Yeah, pretty much same thing. I mean, the Transformers is always about how much butt the robots can kick, so.
Dom, what did you think about the movie?
I didn't see it. I saw Moon instead.
But what did you think about Transformers?
I didn't see the first Transformers either. I saw better movies instead.
Ah, lucky man.
I know.
All right.
No, I'm just a little picky.
No, I had to see the first one at a company function, so.
Oh, that's right. I remember you saying that.
All right, cool. All right, so anything else you want to talk about for Transformers 2? I think it's pretty obvious that I did not enjoy it.
I thought the action sequences were better and this time than the first one. I mean, they had a lot more. They expanded a lot more. And
yeah, but I think they expanded a little too much, which was... I was talking to... We all saw it with a guy named John, and we were talking about how the action sequences were more, but then, like, since all the Decepticons were the same color, all that flat gray, it's really hard to know what's going on, to see who is damaged and who wasn't. And also, you know, when you have robots that look like a pile of just jumbled metal, and they get damaged, you can't really tell that they're damaged because they already looked like a whole jumbled metal.
Unless, of course, you see them getting their spines and faces ripped off.
Yeah.
They have spines?
Yes.
Apparently, yes.
They do because they rip one of them's spines out, and it's PG-13.
Do you think that there's like a predator that gets sent to Unicron? Or not Unicron. What is the Transformers?
You're asking exactly the wrong person.
Cybertron. Unicron is the eater of planets, right? Yes. So anyway, do you think there are predators that get sent down to Cybertron to rip out spines and hunt Transformers?
Sure, I don't know much about Transformers.
Aliens versus Predators
I'm
versus
sure
Transformers.
Over somewhere along the line.
Aliens versus Predator versus Transformers, coming soon from Michael Bay.
Versus Batman versus Superman.
When shouldn't it be a movie where Michael Bay is versus McGee versus Paul Thomas Anderson?
The Terminators against the Transformers, yay.
All right, so let's go into what we decided. I originally didn't say we were going to have a list this week because, well, we have a really big mailbag, but I figured we definitely should do this list. So we decided this list would be the top 5 Michael Jackson songs for each one of us, especially given the circumstances of the past week. So, Dom, why don't you start us off with number 5? I see you've written a list this time. Excellent.
Actually, this is...
Let me pull up mine.
This is Amy's list. I just wanted to read her number 1. She wanted me to say Man in the Mirror was her number 1. I have honorable mentions. They are Dirty Diana, Stop the Love You Save, Rockin' Robin, and Sugar Daddy, most of which were from his Jackson 5 days. My list is based on which ones had the best bass lines, and so my number 5 is Smooth Criminal, which is a really, really good bass line. It defined cool for a while, but unfortunately it got covered really awkwardly by Alien Ant Farm.
I try not to remember that exists.
I can't help it.
Thanks, Dom.
Because it also comes with the American Pie movie that probably shouldn't have happened. One of 2 American Pie movies that probably
3
shouldn't have happened.
There are 4. No, there's multiple now. There are video ones.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes.
There's direct to video American
Pie. Yes, one of them is like the Naked Mile. I forgot what the other ones are.
Oh God. Okay, so the first American Pie movie that shouldn't have happened.
All right.
There's also like Bandcamp and other.
Oh, that's right.
Ones.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's forget about that. Smooth Criminal, the Michael Jackson version, was awesome, and the video was cool, and you had the level of Michael Jackson's Moonwalker based on it, and it was pretty cool.
Chris, your number five.
My number five was Black or White, and I mean, the song's pretty catchy, but I think what I liked about it the most was the video. I thought the whole morphing between, you know, different people was a pretty cool concept in the music video at the time, so Black or White for me.
As a note, before this recording, Chris asked us, "Hey, what was the name of that song about being black or white?" And we just stared at him. Like, hey, you know what? You know, Chris, you know that song about that girl? What was her name? Dirty Diana? What was the name of that song again?
What was that song where Michael Jackson was really bad?
or where he keeps telling you to beat it?
The one about Billie Jean.
Oh. Or the one where he actually says in the song, "This is Thriller."
All right, Chris.
That's true.
Enough picking on Chris for now. Maybe in another 5 minutes I'll pick on him some more.
All right, Sung, you're number five.
First, I'll give... what are they called?
Honorable mentions. Right,
honorable mention. I'll give my honorable mention. And the song is called Given to Me with Slash, because I like Slash. And it's kind of a cool song. And my number five is Thriller.
Wow.
Because actually, I'll say that a lot of the Michael Jackson songs are pretty much like they could all be in the same level pretty much for me. Like, it's really hard for me to pick what my favorites were. But that one stands out to me because of the video. Just a classic video.
All right, cool. I'm going to go through my honorable mentions. I'm actually one of the few people that actually likes Scream. And
I like Scream too, but the other guys, they didn't like it so much.
Well, that was one
with Janet Jackson.
Yeah, Janet Jackson.
And he has this really weird pseudo moonwalk in the middle of it. That's
yeah, and
just like,
I really like the sound effect.
Okay, like I've been wondering this because I recognize maybe one of the animated clips that's in that video.
Yeah, I was wondering about that too.
I don't know anything about that.
Okay, because they use a couple of different anime, and I don't know, I don't recognize them. Like, they're all pretty old. They're all like from like maybe the 80s. Mid-80s.
I will look this up afterward and let you know.
All right, my other honorable mentions are Weird Al Yankovic's version of Eat It instead of Beat It, and all the background music from the arcade version of Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. Anyways, my number five is Bad, and it's mainly because I like the video a lot, especially since I was kind of surprised I found out that Martin Scorsese had directed that too.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I can't believe like he's worked with Michael Jackson. I mean, that Michael Jackson has worked with Scorsese, but
it was a big deal to do a Michael Jackson video back when you were probably a sperm.
Thanks, Dom.
What, 1983?
You're
1984?
1 year older than me.
2 years older than you.
No,
aren't
one.
I? Oh crap.
Anyways,
well,
yeah,
still younger.
I love the video, and I'm guessing this thing's going to be, at least for the earlier ones in your list, it's going to be mostly video based, or actually, for most people, it's video-based, right? Which
yeah,
songs they really, really
much,
like.
Yeah,
a lot of the time, yeah.
Actually, the rest of mine really aren't, except for maybe one of them.
Yeah, as I mentioned, all of mine are bassline-based.
Great.
Which is why my number four is Bad. The only time where Bad will beat It. Because Bad was basically the second Beat It. Or is it the other way around? I have to check which one of those came first. I'm pretty sure Beat
Bad
It came first.
Bad came second.
Yeah, that's right. I'm
beat
not incorrect.
The reason why I know that is because of the Weird Al Yankovic videos. I'm just thinking of which one came first.
Thanks, Sung.
Either Eat It or...
So yeah, Bad has a great video, but also a really memorable bass line. Because, I mean, you have to remember that Michael Jackson is the guy who bridged R&B and funk to pop. And so you just got a lot of those influences in there from him. So you had the really good bass lines, the beats from it, and all that. It was great.
So, Chris, number four is Bad, right?
No. Actually, Bad is on the list, but it's not number four. Number four for me was Billie Jean. Just because, I mean, it's a good, cool song. I actually had not seen the music video for Billie Jean.
You haven't seen the Billie Jean music video?
No,
there's
really
not boring. It's just
much
walking
in
around.
It, yeah.
Have right? you at least seen the Motown 25 version of it, the live version, the one that is basically the peak of Michael Jackson's career.
No.
Oh my
God, I've seen
God,
a bunch
Chris.
Of his lives. I might have, but I'm not sure even.
That was the defining Michael Jackson moment.
Yeah.
There
was also the moment where he lit his hair on fire.
That was also a very defining moment.
Thank you, Pepsi commercial. Let's keep moving.
I do want to mention that Billie Jean was one of those songs that every time I played GTA Vice City, I was like always switching to that one channel and be like, come on, is it? Oh, I have to drive around until it starts playing again.
This is the best thing about Saints Row is that you have a music
control,
player.
Yeah.
You have control over what
I
plays.
I have to say that Billie Jean is actually one of my least favorite Michael Jackson songs because of the lyrics in that I'm like, this song is really, really weird. Anyways.
All right, song, you're number four.
So my number four is not technically just Michael Jackson, but it is We Are the World by USA for Africa. He did co-write the song, and he does perform in it. And for me, that is just the iconic song of the 80s. It's all the famous artists coming together for a cause. And, I mean, they tried to do it again, and I think a few years ago with, I can't even remember the song anymore, but it was produced by Bono.
Oh, right. All I know is the next best version of that, after We Are the World, is We're Sending Our Love Down the Well. With Sting. And Hank Azaria, and Dan Castellaneta, and
then there's, like, I'm effing Matt Damon. Not, I mean, Ben Affleck.
That's
the Ben Affleck
right.
version. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Okay. My number four is Beat It. Feel like everyone's already talked about it. Beat It. Beat It, Dom. Beat It good.
Kevin, are you going to show them how funky Strong Is Your Fight?
I'm sorry.
Oh, it doesn't matter. My number three is Billie Jean. Largely because of the bass line, once again, it has that really driving bass line. Doom, 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 doom. And, well, everything that can be said about Billie Jean has already been said.
My number three is actually Bad, just because Bad and one other song on my list, actually my number one, are the first two Michael Jackson songs I've pretty much heard. So, I mean, that's the ones that stick with me the most when I think of Michael Jackson.
All right, my number three is Dirty Diana, which was mentioned before. I just really like the song. I think it's a really cool sounding song.
It's one of the least produced of Michael Jackson's songs.
Yeah.
Because it's like him, a beat, and what else is there? There's like maybe a violin in there somewhere.
I just know
that
there's a lot of like blowing vents in the video.
That's right. Dirty Diana is a great song. I just wish I could even attempt singing it.
All right, my number three is, hey, no one said it yet. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Oh, you stole my number two! That was originally my number three, but I decided I liked it better than Billie Jean.
It's interesting to me, that song, because I had heard it before, and I, for a long time, never realized it was a Michael Jackson song.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, then when I found out, I was like, holy crap. And it totally makes sense now, although he was much younger and looked...
Black.
Like, yes. But what about you? You have it as your number two. What do you think?
Because it's one of the quintessential dance songs. I mean, and it's got a really good beat, a really danceable beat, a really good bass line. And if you actually watch the video of it, it's just him dancing. There's nothing really extra to it. I think there's like a psychedelic background.
Oh, don't forget when there's multiple versions of him dancing too.
Yes,
too.
Yes.
I love those multiple versions.
It's a pretty basic music video, and it's a very basic song, but it's really well done. And, you know, it kind of defines early 80s Michael Jackson. Well, actually, or was it late 70s? It was more late 70s Michael Jackson than it was early 80s. Early 80s Michael Jackson was Thriller.
Which is actually my number two, Thriller.
Gasp.
Wait, Thriller or Don't Stop Till You Get Enough?
No, number two. Thriller.
Oh, well, we sort of segued into it.
it was almost good.
Thriller, the video is iconic. The song has a great beat. I mean, I don't think much has to be said about Thriller.
Although I will say this, if you listeners have not actually seen the video of Filipino prisoners doing Thriller yet,
oh,
you should look it up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because it is better than almost any other Thriller, except for the part in Shaolin Soccer, where they randomly bust out in Thriller.
Or the DVD extra for Final Fantasy.
I was trying not to mention that.
I don't like that one.
Yeah.
All right.
No one mentioned the 13 going on 30 version either.
Well, thanks, Kevin.
I like that movie. The DVD is really pink, though.
Yeah.
So it goes perfectly next to your Legally Blonde, right, Kevin?
I only own Legally Blonde 2. The first one's not as good.
What about the third one?
There's a third one?
Yeah.
There is?
I know there's the musical.
Wow. I think it's called like Legally Blondes.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah. Anyways, I just looked up the song I was trying to think of, the new kind of We Are the World-ish thing, and it's called What's Going On. Anyways, so my
wait,
number
Wait, who sings that?
Marvin Gaye?
It's a remake of the Marvin Gaye song.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Oh. Lame.
And
you should nerd point me up, all right?
Nerd points up.
All right, my number two is Smooth Criminal. It's very similar to Dirty Diana and why I like that song. It's just a very cool song. The video is also very good.
Was the video also Scorsese?
Gangster.
No.
Who was it who did the Smooth Criminal?
I actually don't know.
I'm gonna look that up now.
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, it's one of those songs where like I every once in a while I'll think of it and I'll have a second in my head and like, and since they don't really say the title of the song very much, I'm like, what song was that?
Well, actually, my number two is Smooth Criminal, and mainly because I love the video a lot. It's the Michael Jackson video that I see maybe every once a year, and then I end up YouTubing all his live performances too. And also one of those ones where I was like, oh, I finally found out, guys, how they do the lean forward thing. It's just special shoes.
Thanks,
no
Kevin.
Camera work, no wires. I want shoes like those.
So do I.
Well, are the shoes like nailed into the ground?
No, they have some sort of weird support thing. Like it actually... What's that thing like when you wear tights and it has the straps that come on the sides?
The strap-on?
Yeah. The strap-on pants, you know?
The cod piece? The stirrups, you mean?
Stirrups, yes. It's like a stirrups type thing.
Oh.
Or strap-on, whichever way helps you stay up there.
Awesome.
Dom, you're number one.
My number one is one of the very first Jackson 5 singles, and I think it actually was the first one. I Want You Back. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
No,
do
I
you?
Do. I just wanted to give you the eyes.
Just checking. Because it is...
That translates so well on radio.
It is one of the best songs in history. I mean, it launched one of the greatest careers in history. It has a great bass line. Surprise. It actually starts with the bass line. That's the first thing you hear before the guitar comes in, and then you hear Michael Jackson singing. You know, and that was when he was... What are you looking at me like that for?
No, I'm encouraging
you. You're making me uncomfortable.
I'm encouraging you.
I need Redwood Man.
Redwood Man is out this week.
Oh, help me, Redwood Man. I need you. But yeah, I Want You Back.
Silence. Okay, I Want You Back.
The best song, in my opinion, that he ever produced. It was this first song, I think, with him on it, at least. And yeah, it defined an era.
My number one is Beat It, and like I said before, along with Bad Word, was one of the first Michael Jackson songs I heard. Also has a really great guitar part, and me being a guitarist, I can definitely appreciate that. And also the video is really awesome too, with the gang knife fight.
Yeah, it's classic. My number one is ABC, also a Jackson 5 song. I was really reminded of that I was reminded of it like years ago because of Clerks 2. They had the great dance number to it. And yeah, that's largely why I like it. Although it is a great song.
All right. My number one is Thriller. I love zombies. So that's... zombie music video with strange other werewolves and whatever other creatures
and
they decided.
And Bela Lugosi.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love that video. I can't believe it's like it's 15 minutes long, but it goes by really quickly when I watch it. The whole thing.
Yeah. It's true.
And don't you like that part at the end where Michael gives that creepy smile and his eyes glow?
Ooh, it's just like a Teen Wolf.
John Landis, you did such a great job there. Anyways, that pretty much rounds out our top five Michael Jackson songs. If you have any other ones that you want to mention, go ahead and email us at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. Let's go straight into the mailbag. You guys made sure we didn't stop till we got enough, so there's a lot of mail this week, so don't be surprised if we don't get through all of them.
And don't stop, because the Force don't stop. Don't stop till you get enough.
Silence.
All right.
You don't say silence when you want silence. Wait, you do.
It's like how you light up the applause sign when you want applause.
I wish we had one of those.
No, I don't. Anyway, Chris writes in, "Hello, Swords. I got sucked into this podcast
when
you guys interviewed Johnny Young Bosch and haven't been able to stop listening since. I'd like to offer a few of my own S-words for consideration. Sarah Pizzini for the comic Witchblade, possibly a segue into other comics not aligned with DC or Marvel."
Well, I would love to talk about other non-Marvel and non-DC comics, but I'm not sure if going through Witchblade is exactly the way to do it.
Yeah. I'm not sure. How do we...
And even then, we would only get to talk about Top Cow, right?
Pretty much. Which would bring us, what, The Darkness, Rising Stars, and Witchblade are their big titles.
Yeah, Well, I guess we could talk about Midnight Nation. Well, that would be part of Straczynski and Rising Stars.
That'll fall under Straczynski.
Straczynski shall carry forth with the independent comics revolution on the S-Words podcast.
Except for the part where, you know, he was writing Thor.
The only part of that I know anything about is I played a little bit of The Darkness video game for the PS3. At my friend's place. I didn't really like it very much.
That's why it went down to $15 in, 4 or 5 months?
It was pretty quick. And the next suggestion is Silver Screen for talking about movies in general.
That can be way too much, way too long, even for us.
It's like how people want us to talk about soundtracks. We have to break that up into so many different things. I mean, we talk about movies at least once a month.
Yeah, of course. What would we have without movies?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Comic. We would have.
We would
comics?
Just come home and do nothing, right, guys?
Yes, nothing. That's what I call it. All right. Anyway, that is all. Thank you for such an excellent podcast. Says Ace from Philly.
Ethan writes, "Greetings. I was recently craving pancakes and having recently listened to Stuff and Suggestions number 14, Mad Kicks. I decided that I want instead to make Mad Kicks. I based the face off a die that I have. I took the approach of applying the pancake batter in two settings. One as the
angry face,
and then a second to hold the entire thing together. Because I plan to send this email, I photo documented the creation of Mad Cakes. This is by far the most successful one. So that is my attempt at Mad Cakes. Ethan, from the land of Central Illinois." And he writes, "P.S. I am listening to the most recent game show. I was so happy to hear about Polidorus.
Whatever. It's I'm
Basil
sure
Polidorus. I remember him most from Hunt for Red October, for which we have the soundtrack for. High five."
All right. So I actually posted this the pictures that Ethan sent up really early because I was actually really I thought it was really cool.
It was really cool. It looks like a thwomp from Mario.
Then Amy actually decided to make her own S-Words pancakes.
Delicious.
So I posted up those pictures as well. So I'm sure people have already seen them and commented because we got like a dozen comments on that post itself. And Lita was very happy that Mad Cakes turned out to be a great thing to say accidentally.
Just like Octopi, right?
Yes. They don't know the story about Octopi.
It's from Rock Band where Lita was our singer for, was it Paranoid by Black Sabbath?
Paranoid, yeah. And she was supposed to say Occupy My Mind, and then she said Octopi My Mind.
And we stopped and stared at her. I think we failed the song. No, we didn't stare.
No, we didn't fail. We always pass. What are you talking about?
We always passed the song. We just stared at her.
But from then on, we always call the song Octopi.
Yes. It's like how Enter Sandman is Amstel Light Hamster Fight.
All right, I'm also glad that you're listening to the score for Hunt for Red October. It actually made me dig up my expanded release version of that, so if you want to listen to more of the music from that, send me an email, and we will find a way to share the coolness of film scores.
Okay, next up is Cameron.
Okay, Cameron says, "I've just been listening to S-Word's game show, and it was freaking hilarious, though some of them I thought were a little more obvious than others. That's my fault. I made them a little too easy for song. Anyways, as a suggestion for the next one, why not movie hero or book heroes?" Well, here's the problem. Book heroes requires reading.
I guess that...
And as much as I've started reading more, I don't know if I'm really qualified to do this kind of a topic.
I guess that also leans things in my favor.
Does book include comic book? Then I've read tons of books. Anyways, he also wants to say on to what I wanted to ask. Is it my imagination, or is the Shin Megami Tensei topic getting moved further and further back? This was one of the ones I was fanatically looking forward to. I may have to call my monk and get him to soul punch someone for it. He's lawful evil, so he might actually do it. Signed, Cameron from Moline, Illinois. Well, this is mainly Dom's fault, so I am going to say nothing.
We'll get there. We just have a lot of topics to get through. Shin Megami Tensei, we'll get there someday. Have faith. Have faith, S-word listeners, S-wordians.
Swordsters?
Swordmen? Swordsmen? Swordswomen?
It's how you keep listeners, you know, going week to week, like the Hatch in Lost. Just keep tuning in until eventually you'll hear it.
Or maybe it's like how Matt Damon will eventually appear on the Jimmy Kimmel show, right?
Yeah.
Or like how we're eventually going to tell them that story about how we actually did meet each other for the first time.
Yeah.
But that's always for another episode.
Let's move on.
Bring this one from Billy?
Billy.
So Billy writes, "Don't be so surprised that you guys are so popular. This kind of thing
I will constantly be surprised.
Many of us wish we had with our own friends. I'm also amazed I keep making it on the podcast. It feels like I want something."
Ding, ding, ding. You've won yourself and a teal teal.
I think Kevin just likes the name Billy. That's why.
It's because we like saying Billy.
Billy.
I'm sorry.
Billy.
I mean, Billy.
Billy.
So the summer vacation episode was really good, even though you mostly kept trying to slip into cons. I think conventions, but cons also. I suggest that you do an episode on cons, as many would enjoy hearing more of these stories. I actually looked up cons and found that I would probably enjoy them. I guess I'll have to try to go to Otakon. Well, I guess he's in that area then.
You can try and looking for Kevin. It'll be like looking for Waldo.
Just go to a bar.
But there's a problem with the pins. Who is going to be able to find you in the crowds? Unless I misunderstood, no one knows you that well. Yeah, we don't know each other at all.
Well, the thing is, just like how we were talking about for Anime Expo, in which Dom's going to have the pins at the...
Press relations booth. The same place where I make the Spartacus badges.
I'll let you guys know where I'm going to be at during different portions of Otakon. So I'll be like, go to this bar at 4 a.m.
Yeah, he wrote a little bit more asking
Kevin
about
has
that.
A card.
I think Kevin just pretty well answered that. So let's move on. There are roles played too, and I was a little slow to point it out. Someone said Kevin's already. Kevin equals stories, keeps the format and order on the podcast.
We have order on this podcast?
Yeah. Somehow I managed to do it.
Wow.
It's through the magic of editing.
I guess so.
Dom equals stories and put the punchline on everything. Waiting for you, Dom.
I don't have a punchline for that one. I'm sorry.
All right.
I fail.
Guess equals stories and give comments that Dom steals for the punchline.
So I guess what he's trying to say is we talk a lot on this podcast.
Well, I don't know about me, but I'm guessing someone's talking with so many punchlines. He doesn't even need anyone to say
overall,
it. It'll be silence, and he'll be like, punchline!
Yeah. The silence is the punchline for a lot of these things.
Yeah. Overall, Kevin keeps the order. The guests give Doom, and he kind of misspelled Dom.
Doom.
Yeah. Dom needs the order to steal. It's a perfect balance. Once again, I futilely plead for a Fates Day Night episode, as well as Canon and Mega Tokyo. Lead Speak would be interesting and possibly a con episode. How could you do Lead Speak in a radio?
You can't. Please.
You just say the word.
No, Kevin, I know what you want to do. No, no, no. Oh, okay.
Hack.
No. You
hack.
Stop now, stop now, stop
boxers.
Now.
Boxers?
We can do a Mega Tokyo episode eventually.
Roxers, your boxers.
We're actually...
Leet, Haxors.
Kevin, you can stop now. All right, let's go to Patrick. Patrick writes, "Hi again, gals and guys of the S-Words podcast. I'm actually kind of stoked that you read my letter on the show. It was kind of neat. Just a few notes here before I speed along. One, when covering conventions during the summer vacation episode, you missed a few of the big gaming cons. Origins and Gen Con. I know Gen Con has a decent level of cosplayers, and I think Origins has some too. I don't think any of us go to gaming cons.
All I know is that a few people go to BlizzCon.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for us.
I don't pay attention to cosplayers.
Cosmos. Anyway, yeah, it'll come up sometime, but we're not that big of gamers. I mean, I've gone to E3, and some of us have gone to Tokyo Game Show, but that's about it. There's Comic-Con, but that's not really a gaming con. So anyway, number two, for the spoilers episode, you could cover how spoilers come about, how they get delivered, people's general reactions to them, why they are good and bad, or so on. This way you could cover them without actually releasing any.
Like the actual story behind Eris Dice.
Dude! Don't spoil a game that's like over 10 years old that everyone already knows the spoiler for. Because babies are still being born.
So when babies stop being born, like in Children of Men, we can start telling these stories again?
Don't you find it surprising that one of the few titles that has sold a million units instantly in the United States is Final Fantasy VII for PSN, but PS3 can't really do that?
And number three, for the podcast on yourselves, topic S-words, you could go through the general creation of an episode, the various people and guests, some of the rules, like don't touch the table, and your equipment. Kevin, do you really want to talk about your equipment that much?
It's like, I have a hard time stuffing all the equipment in my bag, but then like...
It's so hard.
Whenever you put your nose up to it, it always smells like crayons.
That's true. Your equipment does smell like crayons pretty frequently. We've always wondered about that. Is it what you eat, Kevin? Like, is there too much asparagus in your diet?
It's just that the bag smells like crayons. That's why.
Oh, the bag, okay.
Well, it used to be my dad's, and then he gave it to me.
Oh, so it's inherited. I get you. Anyway, keep up the great work, and I like the mad cakes. Oh, and more women! Lita is fun, but I miss everyone else. Maybe an all-ladies episode. Or perhaps some more groveling. Signed, Patrick Schultz of Montrose, Michigan. Woo! Thanks, Amy. You have provided some... Thanks, Kavina.
We could do an all-women's podcast. So it's just Dom and three women.
I would not say no to that.
Are you going to be Dominique that night?
Sure, why not? I just, you know, just lock me in the room with them.
I know, then... by the way, you need to return my feather boa.
Damn! Never mind.
I'm watching over these things that, no.
Never mind.
Like the last time you broke my boots.
Let's just keep going.
They were alligator.
Let's just keep going.
Red alligator.
Look. I know where your leopard underpants are. As soon as I get them back, I will give them to you.
Fine, but you know, like, I need them when I want to go to the parade.
No, you don't. No one wears underwear to the parade.
Fine.
And that parade is already over, I think, isn't it?
It's for next year.
Next year. I think I'm going to do it next year.
All right, let's move on to the next mail, please.
Deborah writes, finally, I caught up with all your episodes, so I can honestly say I enjoy listening, even though when I listen, I can hear my nerd points swoosh down at almost every podcast, which my excuse is because I'm still just a baby geek, not yet old enough to legally drink. But at least I gain all my points back whenever comic books come up. I finally decided to check out your growing S-words list and hopefully can give some helpful suggestions. Sonic Screwdriver.
The second time this has been brought up to us for Doctor Who... Mike knows Doctor Who. We have one host. Count it one. Ha, ha, ha.
I'm sure Andy knows as well.
That's two hosts. Ha, ha, ha.
And I'll be there to be like, Doctor Who?
And I'll be like, wasn't there a Fox movie? That's what I know. And then the celery. I remember the celery.
I know there are toys. I know about
Then there was that episode toys. Of How I Met Your Mother where they had the TARDIS in their living room.
Yeah.
Wait, who's reading this email?
I am.
Chris.
Continue,
let's keep moving.
Please continue, Chris.
The Sims.
I think we have the Sims series on there, and I really enjoyed my 8 hours of realizing it's not 8 hours of playing Sims 3 earlier on this month, in which I created Jason Statham.
You did?
And he met some chick in like the first few minutes playing chess, and then after 2 days, they got married.
Wow.
And then they're married. He moved in with the chick, and she has six roommates. So I'm very much going to enjoy when I like trap them in their little toilet rooms. I mean, I'm sorry, not toilet rooms. They don't get toilets. Refrigerator rooms, and then sell off all their stuff and move him out.
Wait, don't worry. Not just that. Can't you? The Sims 3 has improved to the point where you can put bombs in their rollerblades, right?
I think they're going to sell that to you in an expansion.
Dang.
Explosives and things,
I'm
probably.
Just remembering the story that you're telling how, like, you created a character that was very much like one of your old roommates.
And oh, yes. Except I couldn't put enough clutter in the room.
let's save that for the episode, Kevin.
There were a lot of bookshelves in that guy's room.
All right, let's keep moving.
Suki Steakhouse
from True Blood.
I'm actually going to be catching up on True Blood because everyone's been telling me now to catch up on
I've only watched the first episode.
I'll watch
The first episode's really weird, but it has Anna Paquin, but I'm like, I don't know.
She's not
Anna
13
Paquin.
Anymore.
That's better for me.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
not thinking in your rules.
That's better for me, too. Yes.
Of course. Please move on, Chris.
Sitcoms?
This has been talked about before. It takes too long.
Soap operas?
We don't know anything about them.
Serial killers?
No.
Sugar and sweets.
We have a sweets episode.
I like candy.
I like candy.
Let's do a candy one.
Let's have Jess and Amy for that one.
We'll have your top. We'll get your top five grape flavored candies.
Let's keep moving.
Spaceballs.
Yeah, we're gonna do that eventually, I guess.
Segways?
No.
Has any of us been on one?
Amy's been on one. We have one! One host!
I guess we're going to have to take a Segway tour before we do that one.
Shiny
that
things.
That sounds so lame.
Oh, yeah.
I know, but at Disneyland, it sounds cool!
Okay.
Speaking of which, you should YouTube the count videos that are inappropriately censored.
Those are awesome. I've seen
those are awesome.
All right.
Very funny.
Shiny things?
No.
Sound effects.
That actually would be an interesting one.
A B to B. I mean, zing! I mean,
or whatever the Castle Thunder sound effect is. The Castle Thunder sound effect I don't think I can replicate with my mouth.
How about the Wilhelm scream?
I can probably replicate that, but then you might get the cops called us on a...
All right.
Keep up the good work, and I just can't wait for the Shakespeare episode.
The Goofy
Go Literati Nerds.
That's right, the Goofy scream.
Someone really wants your Shakespeare's episode, Doug.
I can do that.
All right.
Debbie from Orlando, Florida.
I don't
know
if we have it on the schedule. It's coming anyways. All right, who's reading David? Oh, wait, I'll read David, because nobody has David. All right. Ladies and gentle nerds of the S-verse, he's been wondering why his email has not been read for a while, and he says, am I just not Londo enough? Well, here's the thing. I very much enjoyed your email, and when I forwarded all the emails to Dom for that week in which I wasn't there, the one that did say, Kevin, you are awesome, and you are the man because you love Deadpool, which is, of course, given, Dom didn't read it because he's a jerk store.
Because I am a jerk store.
And so now we're reading it because I'm here, and I put my foot down to make sure people say I'm awesome. All right, that's it.
Okay.
So you've become David enough for us. I mean, yeah, you've helped me feel better, so you got in.
Sorry, Dave, I just kept editing you out because Kevin isn't allowed to have self-esteem. It does dangerous things.
It makes the show terrible!
It does. It just ruins our mojo. All right, anyway, Tommy writes, hey there, Swords. That was for you, Kevin.
Of course, everything's for me now.
To begin, I want to say that you guys and girls continue to make me laugh with each new episode and make me learn facts about certain subjects. I otherwise would not have known...
Facts, quote-unquote.
Including the frightening depths of fandom for Disney. And I enjoy each new topic and stuff segment that comes out, eagerly awaiting your next broadcast. I also wanted to thank each of you dudes and dudettes for something you did for me. Without going into too much detail, my girlfriend recently broke up with me. The reasons for this were not my fault. I was downtrodden and upset as anyone would be in this situation, and although I tried to stay positive, it was hard not to find something that reminded me of the girl I lost. My friends back home would help, but the laughter felt like it was gone from me. That is, however, until I listened to Stuff and Suggestions 17, The Powers of the Redwood. I honestly had not laughed that hard or that genuinely since my ex left, and it felt good to smile again for real instead of just a mask. I want to thank you, Dom, Kevin...
It says Kevin first, you jerk store. He's Dom.
I just want to thank you.
It says, I want to thank you, Kevin, Dom, Lita, and Sung. Go on, Dom. For that episode. For that episode, as it now holds significance for me, even though I do not personally know you, especially you, Dom, because you're so distant and jerk storage. It really helped that you guys make me laugh and play along with your... I like playing along with your little game show. Sorry for bearing all to you guys, but it's important to me, and I thank you. Enough of this depressing ranting. On to some suggestions. Dom, there's no way you can screw up the suggestions, right?
Sure.
I'm taking the leash off.
Slinky.
lucky.
Six asses.
Six asses.
Oh, a baboon with six asses.
Wow.
He writes in, the suggestions are Slinky, six-axis controllers, maybe to look at the PS3, Adult Swim, two words, although it might work, and Ben Stiller. I'm kind of surprised I didn't put Ben Stiller on there. In closing, thank you guys for all the laughs, the episodes, and the insight. I eagerly await the next episode, as listening to your discussions have become how I unwind after a day at work. Very thankful, Tommy from Texas.
Who likes Dom better than Kevin?
I don't know about that. Today's opposite date, says Tommy. Tommy also says, that's the end of the statement, Kevin's the greatest. All right, Ben writes...
I need a pinch reader.
Sung, Ben writes.
I'm too much of a jerk story to keep reading. I need a pinch reader.
Started listening to your podcast after random comments from Mike Lee over dinner. Wait, Mike Lee?
As in the real Mike Lee?
Yo.
The podcasts I've been listening to are interesting and fun. There's something strangely vindicating about hearing a group of people have an NPR reminiscent discussion group full of references and opinions that are rife with the computer nerd and video gamer concepts that I connect with. Anyways, lots of fun, and I'll be poking through the rest of the podcast over the next week or two. And keep up the good work. Also, a few S's that I didn't see on your list, but you've probably looked at some point. Superheroes, such as Spider-Man and Superman.
We've already had a Spider-Man episode. Do we have the Superman episode ready yet or no?
It's coming up pretty soon, although I think I bumped it back for a bit. We could do superheroes sans Spider-Man and Superman.
That's true. All superheroes whose names do not start with the letter S and have influenced pop culture for the last 40 years.
I love this, like, totally roundabout way of talking about other characters.
Yes.
Samus Aran and her space pirate nemesis.
Will that come? That won't come under Super Nintendo, will it? That should probably.
Be under its own thing, Samus Aran. I think it's on the list, but I'm probably wrong.
All right.
But not as wrong as Dom.
But they love me more than you.
This episode's going to be called Jerk Store, isn't it?
Yes. It's probably going to be called Dom, You're Such a Jerk Store. I need a pinch reader. Someone else needs to read something for me.
David H. writes, "Hi, S Words Gang. I've been listening to the podcast since it debuted and Dom plugged it on Megatokyo. I've been a Megatokyo reader since close to the beginning, which I suppose brought about the era of Dom as an internet celebrity. So it's interesting to be listening to his podcast now."
I'd like to note that Kevin is also an internet celebrity, just a lesser internet celebrity.
"I really enjoyed the show as it features the kind of conversations I'd love to have with my friends, but my friends suck and aren't nerdy enough. I've been considering this email for a while and finally decided to sit down and write it while cracking up at Stuff and Suggestions 18. So I wanted to wrap in comments on various older episodes. Overall, my favorite episodes have been the discussions of Sega, The Simpsons, Spider-Man, Dragon Ball, Star Trek, and Star Wars. As I said, one of my favorites was the Sega one, despite being a Nintendo guy and never having owned a Sega console, though my brother has a Dreamcast. It gave me another push towards getting a PS3, which I'd wanted for a while simply for Final Fantasy XIII. But hearing you guys plugging Valkyrie Profile?
Valkyrie Profile? Get off this podcast. I'm replacing you. I'm replacing you, Chris.
Valkyria Chronicle. After reading so many good things about the game, made me certain I had to get it. Of course, I love the game and just about finished with it. I'd like to add my voice to the suggestions, suggesting a Senjo no Valkyria episode, since you've all discussed how good the game is, but not much about the game itself. I'd also like to urge the adoption of something considered in one of the recent episodes using Nien Num sounds for bleeping out cursing, etc.
What's that sound, Chris? What's that sound? Cool, man. Oh, you crashed and burned.
I just find that too many, too funny and awesome to pass up. Finally, it may have been suggested before. I seem to recall jokes about whether Gettysburg or
Antietam,
thanks, was a better name. But I don't see Sid Meier on the list, and he should be, given that Civilization is simply the greatest game of all time.
It'll be on the list. Be patient.
And the laptop is freezing, so I can't read the rest of the message.
Amy? Yeah, read the next one.
Hi everyone, it's Amy. Anyway, please keep going with the podcast. I'm quite looking forward to the episodes on Sailor Moon Serenity, and hopefully at some point, the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, you keep dreaming.
Do we have anyone here who knows anything about soccer?
Hockey.
Hockey? Soccer? Whatever?
What's that sound, Amy?
Sports points down.
You lost jock points.
I have never claimed to ever watch sports. So you there
lost,
you go.
You lost jock points. That's very hard for us because we don't start with many.
It's okay. I get jock points for watching UFC.
That's probably true.
And that's really the only sports I ever really watch. That's anyway, you guys provide a vital entertainment for me since I usually listen on my iPod while doing the dishes as I have no dishwasher in my apartment. Thanks for reading and taking the time to put together a fun show. That's Dave from Washington, D.C., a.k.a. Cesspool on the Potomac.
I'd like to note that Dave is the one who wrote that, not me, even though I am a jerk store.
You're such a jerk store.
I am a jerk store. All right. Chris once again writes, well, this is a different Chris, sorry. Dear Masters of the S-Verse, as I sit here typing this email in a painful attempt to block out the mounds of work that I have left to do for the next 2 hours, whilst listening to your stuff and suggestions number 18, and hearing your desire to be called Swords or Master Swordsman, a thought crosses my mind. Have any of you read the Sword of Truth series by Terry Goodkind? No?
No.
That's crickets?
Nope.
I've read like one of them.
I don't read.
Also,
it's crickets.
Would Dom mind expounding on his reference to Settlers of Catan, please? I'd like to know more about this and other board games. Additionally, I find it amusing that tags that originally were specific to one person, such as touching games, are now associated with Kevin as well. Take care, Chris Lowe. How does that work? I thought they were my touching games.
I've never said Kevin's touching games, except
now you
for
have.
iPhone games or Taint Needle.
Oh, I specifically cut all references to that thing in this mailbox. You noticed, didn't you? You noticed, jerk store.
I almost thought that you wrote that thing about how great Valkyria Chronicles was in that one email.
Anyway, take care, says Chris Lowe. Next up, we have Danny.
So? Danny writes, hello, S-Word Masters. Wow, we're masters. Feel free to shorten that if that to Sword Masters.
Masters!
If you like.
Crickets and
you guys
smashers.
Have a really great podcast. Though most of the time I don't know much about your subjects, it really makes grinding out levels on my alts.
What?
Or doing dailies on my rogue or warrior that much more fun. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Here's the thing, is that to many of us, what you just wrote is just as alien as us talking about the Silver Surfer's junk. Or any other number of obscure
or the Stanley
topics.
Cup.
Or the Stanley Cup. Let's keep going on that one.
Dom, tell your friends at Sega to start remanufacturing Valkyria Chronicles. I bought a PS3 just so I could play it and a few other games, and I don't want to have to buy it online. A few suggestions, if I may be so bold. Warcraft.
That doesn't start with an S.
An S word.
Keep going.
Sony. Yeah, maybe. Salad. Scraps.
Okay. Sure. No.
And supermarkets. We were just at an interesting one earlier today. I'll continue listening, and hopefully because of you guys, I'll be able to get one of each class up to level 80. Okay. Sure. I assume that has to do with MMORPGs.
Yeah. I just liked giving that one to you because you looked so uncomfortable reading it. And because right, I'm such a jerk.
You're such a jerk store.
Thanks, Amy.
Thanks for doing this. Your faithful Canadian listener, Dan Allardyce. Pronounced Allardyce. Don't muck it up.
Good job, son. Good job.
Good job, son. All right, next up we have Taylor.
Oh, boy. Taylor says that last time when we introduced him, we referred to him as a her, and he is, in fact, a guy, and we apologize. But, you know, we're in San Francisco, and we can swing either way with that, so.
And also, you know, a couple of us are from Thailand, and you kind of stop blurring stop really making the line very consistently when you're in Thailand for a while.
But sorry about that anyway, Taylor. So, a few more of his/her suggestions. We have side quests from RPGs. sick days, I'm wonderful at sick days, by the way.
Yeah, sick days would probably be a good, fun little topic for a scrap or something.
Ferris Bueller's day off.
It's true.
We talked about that for a while.
Sleeping with the fishes, a mafia-themed episode or scraps, and singing.
Singing would be a good one.
I don't know why Kevin has suddenly bowed out of this podcast, but there you go. He's trying to sign language me.
That's okay. That's okay.
Please don't sign language me. It hurts me in my soul.
Naruto thing.
That's okay. We replaced him. We replaced him
with someone Amy. Better.
Someone better. The new hotness.
Whoa, what? I had to jump in because I something sounded very jerk store like.
Let's keep going.
I'm holding the mic.
Then you can read Dave S's email. You can't.
Oh, yes, I can. Oh, one of the great things about having passengers in your car is you're driving and they're captive and you don't know where you're going and they're going to be like, oh, crap, let us out. But at least you have the S Words podcast. I've converted a few of my family members and friends over for the past few weeks, adding numbers to the Alabama regiment of the S Words Army. Hooray! And that leads me to my question. I know those lucky enough to find one of you at a con have a chance to get hold of one of those much coveted pins. But are there any plans to make them available to the rest of us? If nothing else, maybe Dom could politely stuff them down his pants or ask Fred to let him pimp them on Mega Gear. I don't know about that, Dom. Yeah. Is that going to work out? We want to give them out for free.
We'd like to give them out for free.
Dom loves giving things out for free.
I do.
Anyways, I'm sure there are plenty of folks living far off, including those non-U.S. brothers and sisters, or simply there are some that can't make the con circuit and would love to get their hands on the pins. Someone is shaking their bag of pins right now. There's a lot of them in there.
Mike, take your sack out of my face.
A couple of...
You're such a jerk store.
A couple of scrap-worthy suggestions. Shine On, You Crazy Diamonds, to talk about Pink Floyd, which I really want to talk about them, but I'm not sure yet. Anyways, there's also Shinobu from Love Hina. I don't know about that either. Although... Dom really likes that character.
Dom looks very excited.
I've talked to Akamatsu Ken before.
He's really good friends with the creator of Love Hina.
I'm not
They've shared bathroom stalls together.
We've shared dinners. Nice dinners.
By dinners, do you mean
no,
sausages?
I do not mean sausages. It was actually, I think there was sausage on the pizza. But anyway.
Storms and sweat, if you wanted to talk about climate change or just sweat.
How about Pocari sweat?
That would make a good.
There you go.
That would make a good scrap.
Thanks again for the excellent, entertaining, and sometimes even educational podcast. Wait, Dave, from Albertville, Alabama.
We're educational every once in a while? Are we?
Like those PSAs at the end of those Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah, when you go to school and you're supposed to learn about U.S. history.
Knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe. Anyways, I do want to talk about the pins. I am thinking about a way to distribute them through the self-addressed stamped envelope method, but we got to figure out how well that will work off when we ship off the first batch. So you don't have to send a review, although we prefer that one.
Wow, the classic sassies.
Yes, sassies. And also for those of you that are foreign, we just find one guy out there that's willing to send off to the rest of you if we send him a batch. That means Nitrous, we will be sending you one in Australia to send off to the other Australians. We're also looking for some of our other major territories like Canada and Great Britain. So if you guys can write in to help us out there, that'd be great too. So that pretty much wraps up this stuff segment. Dom likes to read about Sadowski Sparkles, and that's for the Giants' debut. Yahoo Sports, man, huh?
What?
Okay.
You took over.
All right. And that pretty much wraps up the episode. You can always find old episodes at www.s-words-podcast.com. And you can also email us at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. Dom, where's your happy little place?
You mean other than in my pants? Oh, you mean the Twitter one.
The one where you can only put 140 happy things in there.
You mean my pants?
The big ones, yeah.
Oh, okay. Twitter. Twitter.com/s_words. My other public happy place.
Yeah, not domspants.com. Although that would be awesome to...
Please!
Going Albert. To register it now.
Don't register that.
All right, that pretty much wraps up this episode. Anyone have any shout-outs or suggestions? I'm going to give Chris back the mic. Because Dom's such a jerk store, I just had to grab it.
You had to grab Dom's, what?
His jerk store. I grabbed Chris's, because he's actually I can actually like find when I'm reaching around.
I don't have any shout-outs for this week.
I would just like to thank Redwood Man. Thank you very much, Redwood Man.
Thanks, Redwood Man. We needed you.
Redwood Man!
I'll just say, I just recently got back from a Warp Tour. Seeing Warp Tour in San Francisco. I had a lot of fun. Although, if you are planning to see it and you are in a sunny place, which is very, very likely since Warp Tour is mostly on the West Coast, bring lots and lots and lots of sunscreen and possibly earplugs as well. And also, I'd like to give a shout out to a little known group called From Monument to Masses. And because it was actually a friend, an old friend of mine is a drummer for that group. And they're pretty good. They're all instrumental, pretty much all instrumental.
Okay, I lied. I have a shout out to Moon. Great job, Sam Rockwell. And also to your co-star, Sam Rockwell. Great job. And the voice of Kevin Spacey is also very good in that movie. It's very classic 60s and 70s style science fiction. So go watch it if you can.
I have a shout out to a band called Dredge. They really just released an album called The Parrot, The Pariah, The Parrot, and The Delusion, and it's a great album. It's highly suggested you check it out if you like progressive rock.
Okay, well, I guess I should have a shout out to. I finally caught up on Chuck, which is awesome. Woo! Yeah, can't wait for season 3. It's gonna be forever and ever and ever away.
March 2010.
So far away.
All right,
that's it. The end. You never make me stay, so take your weight off of me. Your every move, so won't you just let me be? I've been here times before, but I was too blind to see that you seduce every man. This time you won't seduce me. Just saying that's okay. Hey baby, do what you please. I have the stuff that you want. I am the thing that you need. She looked me deep in the eyes. She touching me so to start. She says there's no turning back. She got me.
My list is based on which had the best.
Nah!